Hallelujah. Amen. Genesis, the 24th chapter, is the longest chapter in the book of Genesis. And it deals with some powerful revelations. And we're going to look at one of them. And that is what I believe tonight the Holy Spirit is wanting to declare over your life. Amen. You know, if you're working in a business institution, or if you're working for somebody else, it is good that you study this chapter. Amen. Because you find in that chapter about a man called Eliezer, the servant of Abraham, who was a very faithful steward. So if you're going to work somewhere, they should know that you are a very faithful steward. The work that he began for his master, he made sure he completed it on time, according to the way his master wanted. So if you are a person working anywhere, in any institution, and you are a believer, you believe in Jesus Christ, make sure that you read this chapter. But that's not the message today. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Now in the Old Testament, we have the shadow. And in the New Testament, we have the substance. The Old Testament, in the Old Testament, the New Testament is hidden. And in the New Testament, the Old Testament is revealed. Are you understanding what I'm saying tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And so in the Old Testament, we have a picture here of a man called Abraham, his son Isaac, and a woman called Rebekah, and the servant of Abraham called Eliezer. Four people. Amen. Abraham the father. Amen. Isaac his only begotten, only son. Eliezer, the servant of Abraham, and Rebekah, the wife-to-be of Isaac. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 And in the Old Testament, I said we have the shadow. They are a shadow. The Abraham is a shadow of our Heavenly Father. Isaac is a shadow of our Lord Jesus Christ. Eliezer is a shadow of the Holy Spirit. And Rebekah is a shadow of the bride of Isaac, which is the bride of Jesus Christ. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, most people do not know why the person of the Trinity, the third person, the Holy Spirit, is here on earth. He is here on earth only for one purpose, and that is to find the bride for Jesus Christ. Some might say, okay, when he comes, I feel an electric shock over me. I felt like I had to fall down. I felt like jumping. I felt like running. All that, when the Spirit of God comes, that might take place. But what is more important, the ministry of the Holy Spirit is to make sure that he finds a bride for Jesus Christ. Amen. The Father is in heaven. Jesus is seated at his right hand. The person of the Trinity who is here on earth is the... I can't hear you. Is there? Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And we're going to look at some of the things. You know, tonight, today, how many of you would pray, Lord, if the Holy Spirit of God is here this afternoon, would he find me? Would you say in your heart, Lord, find me? Amen. Take me. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Some of us, we come for our healing. Some of us, we come for our deliverance. Some of us come just because we have to come for our Sunday obligation and pray somewhere. And this seems to be a nice place to pray, so we go and pray. But no. God has got a very clear-cut word upon your life this morning. He, Spirit, is searching for a bride. Amen. There is absolutely no interest on my part or on anybody's part here to make you a part of the Joshua generation, but there is a part that the Holy Spirit of God wants me to declare, and that is to make you a part of the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. So we're going to read Genesis 24 and verses 1 to 7. Yes, my brother, please.
Now Abraham was old, well advanced in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. So Abraham said to the oldest...
Yes, my brother, go on.
So Abraham said to the oldest servant of his house, who ruled over all that he had, please put your hand under my thigh, and I will make you swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that you will not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell, But you shall go to my country and to my family and take a wife for my son Isaac. And the servant said to him, perhaps the woman will not be willing to follow me to this land. Must I take your son back to the land from which you came? But Abraham said to him, beware that you do not take my son back there. The Lord God of heaven, who took me from my father's house and from the land of my family, and spoke to me and swore to me, saying, to your descendants I give this land. He will send his angel before you, and you shall take a wife for my son from there.
Amen. Hallelujah. Here is Abraham with the servant Eliezer. And Abraham is saying the deepest desire in his heart. And he's saying, Eliezer, I want you to go and find my son Isaac a bride. Hallelujah. This is what I believe happened in heaven, where the Father is calling the Holy Spirit and saying to him, please go and search out on this planet Earth and prepare a bride for my only son, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. You know, some of us are we just happy just being saved and just on the assurance we are going to heaven through Jesus. But no, there is something more which God wants to do through your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. There is something more which the Father and His Son and the Holy Spirit wants to do in your life. More than you just getting saved and knowing that you're going to heaven through the blood of Jesus, there is something more. You hear that? I said there is something more. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Do you know that when God created Adam and gave a wife to Adam, God said, Adam, without her, you are not complete. Adam, without her, you are not complete. Can you imagine that? Jesus not being complete without you and me. Amen. Jesus not being complete without you and me. Amen. The word used in Genesis 2 is, I will make a helpmate for him, for Adam. Amen. In other words, you might think it's strange, but Jesus is looking for a helpmate. Eve was supposed to be a helpmate for Jesus. Amen. Amen. If you're a wife, you're supposed to be making your husband complete. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. There is a giving up of self for that. Amen. You're going to make somebody else complete. You're going to give up a lot of yourself. You hear that? Amen. Hallelujah. And you're going to be the helpmate for your husband. The same way the church, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, is supposed to make Jesus complete and to be a helpmate. You hear that? Helpmate. In other words, he's got to do a work in the city. He's got to do a work in this nation. And he's saying, I need somebody's help. Who will be my bride? Now you're wondering why you have become lukewarm in the times past. It's because you never realized it. All that you wanted was to be saved, healed, blessed, prospered, and that's it. Is anybody listening today? All that you wanted is to be healed, set free, and blessed. And then go to church and have a nice good time. And after certain months, you wonder why you're backsliding, why you're lukewarm, why you feel that the heat or the warmth of the fire of God inside of you is ebbing away. You know why? Because you never understood the purpose for which God has called you. It's to make Jesus complete. It's not to do your own thing. It's to make sure that the Lord is helped. Hallelujah. Oh, will He find you today? I believe the Holy Spirit of God is here on planet Earth. He is looking for people whom He can draw. Hallelujah. Open with me to the book of Revelations, the 19th chapter. Oh, Holy Spirit, help me to plow gently and smoothly. Hallelujah. All the way through till your seed gets into the heart of your people. Revelation chapter 19. Amen. Hallelujah. The seventh verse. Let us be glad. 19th chapter 7. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself. His wife has made herself. His wife has made herself. Hallelujah. Amen. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. Amen. Hallelujah. Now look at the 11th verse. Then I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him was called faithful and true, that is Jesus. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of. And the 14th verse, underline it please. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on a white horse. Hallelujah. Why does the Lord need his bride? To make war. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I do not know how many of you truly want the anointing of God. The anointing of God, or the Holy Spirit of God, is going to come upon people who are going to make war on the enemy, the devil, not on flesh and blood, not on people, not on your relatives or neighbors. Hallelujah. But on the devil, to see souls are freed and brought to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. There is power in the gospel. Amen. There is power in the Holy Spirit of God. There is power in the blood of Jesus Christ. And there is power in you and me when we are the bride of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Do you know that? You've been given all authority and power over the powers of the enemy to make war. There are people out there bound by the devil, bound by addictions, bound by habits. And you and me, if you will prepare your lives and consecrate to Jesus, let me say this to you. The hand of God will come upon you, and God will take you in his hands and use you to destroy the yokes of the enemy. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. How many of you would love the Lord to take you in his hands and use you for his glory? When you see somebody being sick and bound by the enemy in affliction, my brother, my sister, know you are the bride of Christ. Hallelujah. If you're washed in his blood. Hallelujah. Lay your hands upon that person and say, in the name of Jesus. You hear that? God wants you as his co-worker. He wants you to be the bride. Oh, hallelujah. Let's prepare our hearts for that. You hear that? Hallelujah. Let's prepare our hearts for that. Aren't you tired with religion? Aren't you tired with empty religion that's taking you nowhere? Just putting a lot of guilt and fear into you? How do you know that you're under a religious spirit and not in a relationship with Jesus Christ? Because, you know, one of the signs is that if you're all the time feeling guilty, it's a sign that you haven't looked to the Lamb. You are under a religious spirit. If you say, oh, I've done my duty, I've just prayed. Now I better get up and go. I've done my duty, I prayed for an hour or two. Oh, it's a sign that you are in religion and you have not become the bride of Jesus Christ. Because no bride who truly loves her husband will say, thank God I sat with you for 1 hour, now I can get up and go. Well, there are wives like that. Hallelujah. We need to pray that they will come under the grace of God. Amen.
See, when you have a holy relief, I say, okay, 14 days of fasting. No. When I prayed for my 1 hour. It means you're just in a religious system. And you haven't come to that relationship with Jesus Christ. It's not about fulfilling obligations to the Lord. It's all about being in love with the one who loves you. You hear that? Oh, hallelujah. Put fresh passion for Jesus in the hearts of your people, Father. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Amen. See, when you are measuring your life with somebody else and not with Jesus, it's a sign that you are in religion. Because the bride's only purpose is to please the husband. You hear that? When a bride is focused on pleasing everybody else and not the husband, it's a sign there's a problem. You hear that? Oh, do you hear that? The same way, when your life is spent on how to please people and once in a while fulfill my obligations to Jesus, there is a problem. You haven't realized that you are called to be the bride of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. You know, I was shaken to the very core when I began to look through what Jesus expected of his bride. And I said, my God, help me to focus. Help me to get my life right with you. I was just getting happy, you know, doing the usual stuff that a pastor is supposed to do, preaching my message, preparing a sermon. Hallelujah. Just doing those things that are needed and necessary. And the Lord shook me out of it. And I said, no. You're asking for a fresh touch from heaven? You want a fresh manifestation of glory? You haven't realized what I want you to do. Shook me. I pray it'll shook you. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, please. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And verse 2, 1 and 2, please. And 1, 2, and 3, please. 1 Corinthians 6, 1, 2, and 3. Yes.
Dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to the law before the unrighteous and not before the saints? Do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if the world will be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters?
Amen. Listen to this, please. Don't you know that the saints will judge the... Can't imagine that. The saints there is the bride of Jesus. Amen. You called to judge the world at one time. Oh, Holy Ghost, open the hearts of your people. You can only come to that place where you will judge together with Jesus, the people, the nations. When you have judged yourself today. You hear that? In 1 Corinthians 11th chapter, my Bible says, judge yourself that you might not be condemned with the world. When you and me, we judge ourselves. And when we have made sure that we have prepared ourselves to be the bride of Jesus. Hallelujah. You soon realize that you will one day judge the world. Judge no one before that time. Hallelujah. We judge nobody who comes in here. Amen. Hallelujah. But there is a day when together with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You will judge the world. I don't think most people understand it, do they? Do you realize it? The privilege, the position, the honor. How many of you realize what I'm saying today? Hallelujah. Lift your hand and say, Holy Spirit, make me a part of your bride. Oh, open your mouth and pray that today, please. Say, Holy Spirit, help me to be the bride of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. See, when you don't realize that Jesus is the bridegroom and you're called to be the bride, you live in a religious system where you are always trying to be perfect. You're not trying to grow up to Jesus. You're not trying to be complete in Christ. You're trying to be perfect. You could end up fasting and praying all the time and feel miserable more and more as the days of fasting go by. You know why? Because you are looking for becoming perfect apart from Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Today I need all the help to preach this message. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at the word here. It says that Abraham was calling, is trusted, most trusted servant, and saying, find a bride for my son Isaac. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Holy Spirit of God is here looking to see who will prepare themselves to become the bride of Jesus Christ. For many a people, it is like they've got so used to religion that they think it's crazy. It doesn't make sense. I'm only concerned about my family, my children, my future for the next 20 years. What is he speaking? I pay my tithes, I go to church, I pray, I fast, I do good works, I do everything that is right. I don't hurt anybody, I don't kill a fly even. No. You have fallen far short. I pray the Holy Ghost will open your minds to realize that you are called to be the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now listen to this. Adam, two marriages in the scripture, in the Old Testament, is a shadow of actually what God does for us. One is the story in Genesis 24, where Abraham is saying to Eliezer, go find a bride for Isaac. Amen. Who is saying that? Abraham, that's the father. Father is saying, find a bride for Isaac. Amen. It's the father's desire. Amen. Two, the second marriage is that of Jacob and Rachel, where my Bible says, Jacob loved Rachel so much that he was willing to suffer for her. Jacob loved Rachel so much that he was willing to suffer for her. Amen. To make her his own. That is speaking about Jesus Christ. 2,000 years, hallelujah, having suffered for you and for me to make us his own. Now listen to this. Rachel by no means was a good girl. But indeed Jacob suffered for her. You hear that? That's why you and me have hope. Jacob by no means was a good girl. Oh, you might say, Pastor, why do you say that? Look to Genesis 30 and verse 1. It says that she was not perfect in her character. She was so envious at Leah. And if you have envy, I believe that you have everything else together with it. Well, because I can show you that from scripture. But we won't go into that now. But Jacob suffered for her. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Now let's get to Genesis 24 and see what the Spirit of God is saying to us there. One more time, Genesis 24. Yes, my brother. Look to the verse 15.
And it happened before he had finished speaking that behold, Rebekah, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, came out with her pitcher on her shoulder. Now the young woman was very beautiful to behold, a virgin. No man had known her. And she went down to the well, filled her pitcher, and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, "Please, let me drink a little water from your pitcher." So she said, "Drink, my lord." Then she quickly let her pitcher down to her hand and gave him a drink. And when she had finished giving him a drink, she said, "I will draw water for your camels also until they have finished drinking." Then she quickly emptied her pitcher into the trough, ran back to the well to draw water, and drew for all his camels. And
Amen. That's enough. Please look at this word one more time. Amen. The 18th verse. So she said, "Drink, my lord," to the servant, that is Elijah. Amen. He's just coming out of a desert journey with camels. And while he's coming, he's saying a prayer and saying, "Lord, the bride from my master Abraham should be the one, when I ask for a drink of water after this long journey through the desert, she should say, not only for you, but even for the camels that is with you, that is 10 of them, I'll make sure that I give you water." It's no way easy to feed or to draw water for a camel. And that too, 10 camels. When you read the chapter, you will find that Elijah the servant came with 10 camels out of a 3-month journey through the desert. You hear that? Hallelujah. But look at the bride-to-be. She is saying, the minute she sees this man, Elijah, "I will make sure that you have a good drink." Amen. And the word that I highlight is this. Please look at this word one more time, the 18th verse. She said, "Drink, my lord." Then she hastened, or she hurried, or she did it quickly. You hear that? She was not thinking of, "When do I do it? Should I help this man out?" I mean, there was no kind of putting it off for a later time. You will find that is a nature all through the Bible. Look at the 18th verse. She hastened. Amen. 20th verse. Then she hastened again. Amen. Hallelujah. In other words, the Holy Spirit of God is looking for people here who won't keep putting off wanting to have a relationship with Jesus Christ for tomorrow. Oh, you didn't get it, did you? The bride-to-be for Isaac was supposed to be a woman who would immediately, sensing the very presence of God, who would immediately say, "Here I am to do whatever you want me to do." I remember the time when I was born again and gave my life to Jesus. It happened at a time like that. I didn't think about it for a long time. Now people might call, according to the word, that is more sensible to do. Rationalize, reason it out. Figure it out completely. No. He's God. You can never figure him out all the time. Then you would be God. Do you hear that? He is God. And he is looking for people who are willing to obey him immediately. The day I heard the word, I said, "I respond." And that's why God anointed me. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You don't keep putting it off. Oh, hallelujah. You didn't get it, did you? The bride-to-be of Jesus Christ. If it's a long, wrong relationship with you, don't say, "I'll quit that relationship later on." No. You'll get it immediately. When you know what you're doing is wrong, and that Jesus is the only way of salvation, you don't say, slowly, I'll come out of it. No. You get it all together right there. Amen. Once two people on a New Year's Day were making plans, and they said, let's make some resolutions for New Year. And the one said, "Yeah." He says, "I'm going to quit smoking." The other said, it's too hard. It's too hard. You can never quit smoking. It's too hard. This person said, no, it's not too hard.
Because I've quitted many a time. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Not like that kind of decisions. Are you with me? Rebecca meant everything she did. The minute she sensed the Spirit of God moving upon her life, she said, I'll do whatever you want me to do. Oh, I thank God for that. I remember that when I saw the anointing operate, the first time I saw the anointing operate was when my spiritual father, I just gone. I was a religious man. I mean, religious man in the sense, you know, I just, you know, was setting my life onto religion. And so I went to this meeting and he's there and he's speaking with somebody and in between suddenly he moves aside and there's a woman that's coming for prizes in the name of Jesus. And the powers of darkness began to come out of that woman and that woman began to scream and jump and, you know, the bondages began to come out. And while I was watching that, something shook inside of me. I knew the power of God is real. The Holy Spirit is real. I never knew the Holy Spirit of God, Genesis to Revelation. But I knew him. I sensed him. I felt him. I knew he was there. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When my spiritual father just came back and said, God has called you. I said, yeah, praise God. That's it. I am ready. Then he will add up everything to your life as the days go by. But when you sense the Holy Spirit of God moving, move. Rebecca, the bride, the first quality that she had was that. Amen. Now let me point out something here. Amazing. Look at this. The 24th chapter. Verse 55. Are you enjoying the word today? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 24:55. Yes, brother, please.
But her brother and her mother said, let the young woman stay with us a few days, at least 10. After that she may go. And he said to them, do not hinder me, since the Lord has prospered my way. Send me away so that I may go to my master.
Then the 57th verse.
So they said, we will call the young woman and ask her personally. Then they called Rebecca and said to her, will you go with this man? And she said, I will go.
My God. Hallelujah. Look at the immediateness of her reply. Let me say something here. She hasn't seen Isaac till then. She hasn't seen a picture of Isaac. All that she's heard about Isaac is from the servant Elijah. She has not seen him. She's not seen a picture. But all that she knew was Elijah, the servant, the Holy Spirit, had declared, this is how my master's son is. And then the people with her are saying, 10 days, family, 10 days, just stay with us for 10 more days. She says, no. Immediately. Now. Oh, I can't wait. Hallelujah. The minute I heard about him, I have to go on. My brother, my sister, when the Spirit of God begins to take the Word of God and declare to your life about Jesus Christ, there is an immediate action. You don't say you are the bride of Jesus Christ. Just like that. But when you look at the word of God, you know, the minute she heard the word, she said, I'll do it. Hallelujah. That's amazing, isn't it? Amen. God is looking for that kind of people. Hallelujah. When I heard about baptism from the scripture, the minute Elijah declared the word, that's all. Rebecca said, yeah, that's it. That's what I want. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, lift your hand and ask the Lord to make you a Rebecca. Ask him to make you a Rebecca. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Second. Rebecca, the bride of Jesus, knew that she had to take a long journey. Hear me well, please. It is not that one day the Holy Spirit spoke to her and said, this is Jesus. And this is where he is. And you're saved and you want to see him the next morning? No, no, no. Rebecca, there is a long journey. You have to go through the wilderness. You have to go through the wilderness. But Elisha is saying, I'll be there with you. I'll make sure that you are kept all the way. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. You hear that? We have a long journey today. Hallelujah. When you search the scriptures, you will find Isaac is mentioned in the 22nd chapter of Genesis, where Abraham is taking Isaac to be sacrificed. 23rd chapter doesn't speak about Isaac. 24th chapter, only when Rebecca is coming out of the wilderness, out of the desert, is Isaac mentioned and seen. What does it mean? It means this. The Lord Jesus was last seen on Calvary's cross 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah. You will only see him, hallelujah, when the Holy Ghost has prepared you and taken you up to meet with him in the clouds. Hallelujah. Oh, not before that. Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 8. Oh, 1 Peter 1 and verse 8, please. 1 Peter. Hallelujah. 1st chapter, verse 8.
'Whom having not seen, you love. Though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls.'
Amen. Hallelujah. We haven't seen him as yet, but we have a joy inside. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. How many of you sense that in your spirit? Ah, then you have every right to say you are the bride of Jesus. If you don't, you need to. Do you hear that? Ha-ha. Being brought up in a Christian family won't make you the bride of Jesus. Hallelujah. Going to church won't make you a bride of Jesus. Hallelujah. Even coming here for worship won't make you the bride of Jesus. And the only way that you can be the bride of Jesus Christ is when the Spirit of God has declared the word, you obey it. When your family says, don't go now. Hallelujah. You have to say, Jesus, my Isaac is more important to me than you. When Jesus becomes everything. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now listen to this, please. Are you enjoying the word today? Isaac, in the book of Genesis, the 24th chapter, open there, please. You can read through that chapter later on. But the 24th chapter, and verse 63.
And Isaac went out to meditate in the field in the evening. And he lifted his eyes and looked, and there the camels were coming. Then Rebekah lifted her eyes, and then she saw Isaac. She dismounted from her camel.
Amen. That's enough, please. Isaac went out to meditate in the field in the evening. What is Isaac doing today? He is still interceding and meditating about you and me. Oh, let them not get lost in the wilderness. Let Rebecca come through safely in the wilderness. Let Rebecca come through safely in the wilderness. Let me say something here amazing, please. When the people of Israel, she had to go through the wilderness. Are you with me? She had to go through with faith. She had to be totally dependent on Eliezer. Amen. But listen to this. While going through the wilderness, she made sure that her heart was kept solely upon Isaac. Solely upon. Your heart to be kept completely upon Isaac. Nothing else. On Jesus. Nothing else. You know when that word adultery, you know what that means? That word adultery means when you have lost actually the singleness of your heart. When your heart is not completely focused on Christ, but when your dependence, and when there are 100 million things else in your mind and not Jesus, it is spiritual adultery. Oh, you didn't get it, did you? You didn't get it, did you? The bride was to make sure that only Jesus was in front. Amen. She might have expected to meet Isaac at every curve of the road, at every bend, over every sand dune. She might have said, maybe today I'll see him. Maybe today I'll see him. Maybe today I'll see him. No, 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 no. She saw him only at the evening time when Isaac was meditating. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How many of you would love the Lord to give you singleness of heart? Lift your hand and say, Holy Spirit, help me to be single in my heart to Jesus. Amen. Come on, church, pray. Open your mouth and pray today. Hallelujah. Pray. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The journey through the wilderness was taken on top of a camel. Amen. I said, the journey in the wilderness was taken on top of a... Amen. You remember, in the book of Exodus, the 19th chapter, and verse 4, when the people of Israel were coming out of Egypt, and when God took them to himself, the Lord used the word, I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you out of Egypt. You remember that? You remember that? You remember that? God said, I have borne you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself out of Egypt. Amen. Amen. See, what you ask the people of Israel, what's happened to you? They'll say, no, 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 no. We were complaining all the time because Moses came and said, the Lord has said we're going to be free. And God spoke the word through Moses. But Pharaoh held his grip even more. We didn't feel any freedom. We didn't come out. And again Moses came and said, no, 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 no. God is saying you're free. You're going to come out. Again. Precious children, hallelujah. Don't you want to be the bride of Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Every time the enemy made a grip over them, they were complaining and murmuring and angry. But as far as God was concerned, he had already given the word. Hallelujah. I have borne you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Even when they came out and when the Egyptians were behind them, they were complaining and murmuring and saying, if God is for us and God is bringing us out, why is all these problems around us? God is saying, I have borne you on eagle's wings. You're not seeing the picture. The enemy is not getting to you. The enemy is not destroying you. I am upholding you. You look at your lives. Many a time when you're coming out of bondage into freedom, you will say, I thought I was out, but I'm not. God says, no, no, no. As far as I'm concerned, you are out. The enemy still not destroyed you. The enemy has still not destroyed you. Amen. What does the camel symbolize? It symbolizes nothing else but the restraining power of God's word. Look to Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 14, please. Ephesians the 6th chapter and verse 14.
Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness.
Enough, please. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness.
Amen. Hallelujah. But look at Rebecca. She is walking, she is going through the wilderness on a camel. Amen. Amen. Camel is called the ship of the desert. One thing you know is that the camel won't go astray in the desert. Are you with me? Amen. Camel won't go astray in there. The camel won't go in endless circles in the desert. Amen. Now God could have sent Rebecca to Isaac on an automobile. God could have done it for her on a horse. Are you with me? And if in today's terms, God could have done it for her on a plane. But God didn't. What God was saying is, let her be patient. Let her keep her focus. I want to really know that she is the woman for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you go through a wilderness, do you hear that? And when you are on a journey for Jesus, there would be plenty of things to distract you all around. But you have to keep your focus on Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. The reason the camel does not go astray is because the camel is girded. Hear me well, please. The camel is girded. Are you with me? And that girdle is what guides the camel through. And in the scriptures, we know from the scripture we read that the girdle of truth is the word of God. Amen. So when you have the girdle of truth guiding you, then you will reach your Isaac. You will reach Jesus. You won't go astray. Godless word is used to restrain a camel from going in the wrong direction. Amen. You check your life based on the word of God. The word of God at certain times will restrain you. Amen. Amen. Sometimes the word of God might guide you in a different way. But you follow it. That's the only way to Isaac. Amen. There might be a bone-shaking experience sitting on a camel that long. Hallelujah. But you can be sure that you will reach your destination. Hallelujah. When you allow the word of God to restrain you, if it be in the gifts, whether it be in life, the word of God is restrain you. The word of God is what keeps you. Amen. So the bride is someone who has got the word. Are you with me? Psalm 17 and verse 8 says, by your word, O God, I have kept myself from the path of the destroyer. Say that, please. By your word, O God, I have kept myself from the path of the destroyer. But why the word of God you keep yourself? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The word of God is very clear on how your married life should be, how your finances should be, how your ministry should be. Amen. Hallelujah. How your prayer life should be, what your biblical faith should be. You keep it. The word. Are you with me? The word of God says, don't do this. No. Nobody else might restrain me. No. But the word should. You hear that? Amen. The word should. The word should. That's the only way I'll come out of religion to have a relationship as the bride of Jesus Christ. The word should. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When the girdle of truth guides me, that is why when I received, the other day, a precious woman came to me and said, Pastor, I come here, you see, I know baptism is scriptural. But, a lot of traditions, a lot of people around, what do I do? This is the word. I said, check the word. Hear that? If the word describes it, do it. Because what matters to you is to be a person who is the bride of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I remember the time I stepped into ministry. I had no idea on what ministry would be. I had no idea on how worship should be. Hear that? I had no idea on how pastoring should be. But this book, the Word, you open it, guides you how your worship should be. Why I should make noise to the Lord. Why I should pray in tongues. What does strength produce inside of me? Amen. Why I should prophesy. What is the gift of prophecy? How should I use it? How should I not use it? What is biblical submission? I mean, everything. The answer is here. The bride is somebody who loves the word. You don't say, I belong to Jesus if you do not know the word. Oh, come on, church. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Lift your hand to the Lord. And ask the Lord to give you the grace to treasure the word in your hearts more than anything else. Ask Him. Open your mouth and ask Him today. Glory. Amen. Amen. Oh, that's enough. You're asking Him very politely. Even I couldn't hear you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. Genesis 24, verse 60, please.
And they blessed Rebekah and said to her, Our sister, may you become the mother of thousands of ten thousands, and may your descendants possess the gates of those who hate them.
Amen. Can you imagine that blessing upon Rebekah? May you be, Rebekah, mother of thousands. In other words, be fruitful. Two.
May your descendants possess the gates.
Descendants possess the gates.
Of those who hate them.
Of those who. Amen. May your descendants possess the gates of those who hate. The Lord said in the scriptures, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. This is the blessing over Rebekah, the bride of Jesus. Amen. You will possess the gates of your enemies. Amen. You hear that? You know, the other day, a man of God was sharing where he's got a small, beautiful house. And he prays there daily. And there is an idol worshipping center just next to that, where people do all kinds of mantras and pujas there. But he was worshipping the Lord for a long time in the small house. And after some time, some of his family members came and said, sell the land and go. Because such a disturbance for you. He said, no. I'm worshipping the Lord. He continued to worship. And to his amazement, after some time, that place of idol worship closed. And those people were leaving the place. So he couldn't understand. The person, one of the pujaris there came, and He asked them, why are you leaving? Because he's very friendly with all of them. He said, why are you leaving? So this man said, well, our idol, the one that we worship, told us, can you shift me from here because I cannot face that house? Can you please shift me from here because I cannot face that house? My brother, my sister, all authority on heaven and earth has been given to you and me in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. എനിക്ക് അങ്ങോട്ട് നോക്കാൻ പറ്റുന്നില്ലെന്ന് കണ്ടുണ്ടോ? ബന്ധനമുള്ളവർക്ക് ചിലവർക്ക് നമ്മളെ നോക്കാൻ പറ്റിയല്ല. ഹല്ലേലൂയ, ഗ്ലോറി അണ്ടർ ദ നെയിം ഓഫ് ദ ലോർഡ്. ദ ഗേറ്റ്സ് ഓഫ് ഹെൽ ഷാൽ നോട്ട് പ്രിവെയിൽ അഗെയിൻസ്റ്റ് യു. ആമേൻ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. നൗ വാട്ട് ഈസ് ദ ഫസ്റ്റ് പ്രോമിസ് പ്ലീസ്? യു ഷാൽ ബി ഫ്രൂട്ട്ഫുൾ. ആമേൻ. ബട്ട് യു നോ സംതിങ് അമേസിംഗ്? For 20 years, Rebecca saw no fruitfulness. Please hear me, church. For 20 years, she saw no fruitfulness. She had stepped out for her Isaac. She had obeyed the Holy Spirit, followed Elijah all the way through the wilderness. But for 20 years, she's never seen the prophecy fulfilled in her life. Are you like that this morning? You say, God has spoken to me that I'll be the head and not the tail, and I can't even find my belongings anywhere. What's happening to me? Let me say this. The 25th chapter of Genesis tells us this amazing truth. The verse 21. Now Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord granted his plea, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. Amen. Amen. 20 years, no fruitfulness. Hallelujah. But one day Isaac said, that's enough. Amen. I'm going to special that word, pray, it actually means specially entreat the Lord. I'm going to take it to the presence of the Lord in a special way. There are special days in which God, amen, we'll say enough of that barrenness. This is a time of God's ordained fast, God's favor. Where he said, this is a day where I am going to move to see the years of your barrenness removed from your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Now, isn't it amazing here? Now, if you're a husband, look at this word, please, one more time, please. It says there, now Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife because she was, who had the problem? But who prayed? Amen. Hallelujah. Who had the problem? The wife. Many people, and I pray it will never happen in your lives. Amen. They quit their marriage. Avala ella prashnathinu kaaranam. Avala kaaranam ella sambhavicha. No. Look at Isaac. He said, I'll pray. You got the problem. You got the weakness. But I'll cover you up in prayer. How many of you would like that kind of grace to flow up in your life? Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory unto the name of Jesus, church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She's got the problem. But I'm going to pray. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Look at Jesus looking at your lives and my life and saying that they got some problems. But I'm going to pray. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm going to pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight, this is it. The Holy Spirit is looking for a bride. He's declared his word concerning Jesus. Amen. You want to be a part of it? Amen. Then, there is a quickness. There's nothing called, keeping off. She didn't have that, Rebecca. She didn't keep off.
Are
you with me? Amen. What I have to do now, I do. That's what Rebecca said. One, two. Say if you heard the word. What the second thing that she did? You forgot it, did you? My brother here will say everything now. She was willing to take a long journey. Amen. Amen. And keep her focus. Amen. By faith. The only companion she had on the journey was the Holy Spirit. She didn't have any other companion. Are you with me? Amen. How many of you know that you only need one companion? The Holy Spirit. When you don't have Him, you have everything else. You have St. George and St. Joseph and Mother Mary and everyone else around you when you don't have Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you only need the Holy Spirit. The camel, the girdle simplifies the word. The only way through which you can get through the wilderness is to hold on to the word. A prophecy of fruitfulness to be fulfilled in your life might take a time, but Isaac is willing to pray. Are you willing to wait? Amen. 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 Hallelujah.